The Gemara in Brachas tells us the following thing. Rabbi Akiva used to say, a person should always be accustomed to saying, anything that happens from heaven must be for good. Rabbi Akiva was once traveling, and he was traveling, he had with him a donkey, a rooster, and a lamb. And he came to a place where he asked them if someone would take him in for the night. And everywhere he tried, they wouldn't take him in. So Rabbi Akiva didn't feel bad. Rabbi Akiva said, whatever happens from heaven must be for good. So he went out to the field, and he lay down to sleep out in the field. He's lying in the field, and a lion comes and devours his donkey. A cat comes and eats his rooster. And the wind comes and puts out his lamb. So now Rabbi Akiva has every reason in the world to think, you know, maybe it wasn't so good that God put me out in this field. Maybe it would have been better if they would have let me in. The lion came and ate his donkey, a cat came and ate his rooster, and a wind came and put out his lamp.
What does that mean? Lamp?
Lamp. He had a fire. He didn't have matches in those days. So now he's stuck there in the middle of a field, and he's going to have to travel the rest of the way by foot. He had that donkey for a reason. He's not going to have his rooster to wake him up in the morning or lay him eggs. I don't know what he's eating for breakfast. And he doesn't have a lamp. He's there all in the dark. So we think that maybe Rabbi Akiva would say, you know, Ribono Shel Olam, I thought it was for good. But now, look what's happened. No. What does Rabbi Akiva say? Whatever happens in the hands of heavens is for good. And that night, pirates came and they kidnapped that town, and they took the whole town as captives and sold them as slaves. And when Rabbi Akiva awoke, when Rabbi Akiva got up in the morning, he saw what had happened, and he said, you see, whatever Hashem did was for good. If the donkey would have been awake, then he would have attracted attention. They would have found me. If the rooster would have been here, the rooster would have attracted attention. They would have found me. If my lamp would have been lit, they would have seen me. You see? And if they would have let me in to the inn, if someone would have taken me in as a guest, I would have been captured together with him. So, you see, said Rabbi Akiva, whatever Hashem does is for good. And this is an important attitude in general. Chazal told us a person should know how to give thanks, whatever happens to him, because we don't know what's for good and what's for bad. So, Avraham Avinu dies. And on the surface, it's very sad Avraham Avinu dies. Chazal tell us that had he lived that day, had he lived one more day, he would have seen his grandson murder, rape, do all terrible things on that day. So Hashem said, that's it. He's accomplished what he has to accomplish in life. It's better for him not to see his grandchildren going this route. So on the day that Esav goes out and does all these terrible things, Avraham Avinu dies. So in general, we don't know how to gauge things. From our perspective, if a person dies, we say, Baruch Dayan HaEmet. Blessed is the one that judges righteously, because we're not so happy about it. But we have to recognize that we don't know what's good and we don't know what's bad. And whatever happens, we have to say whatever Hashem did must be for good.